gonna let it breathe a little bit. A little more than I usually do.
Been a good day, man. We've been hanging out for a while. You're a couple pounds heavier from selling an Xbox, so.
Yes, lately I've delved back into my old addiction of selling video game crap through Craigslist, buying and selling and flipping and building a library of free games. I did it with the Wii a couple years ago, and I've, you know, timely as I am, I finally discovered the Xbox 360 with, what, literally a month left on its cycle. I think the new one comes in the 30th of November.
It's kind of fucked up you didn't buy me dinner right when you made the sale, man.
Right when I made two hundy?
Yeah. What, make me pay my own lunch coming and doing your show?
You already bought it. You already bought it. I would have paid it if you eaten in front of me. I like to pay people in food. It's good.
Mm.
You're listening to Papa's Football Podcast. I'm John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Howard Flood. The show's website is pfpod.com. Find us on iTunes. That's the big thing. God damn it, people. Find us on iTunes. Share us on iTunes. iTunes, iTunes, iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Rate us on iTunes. Leave a comment on iTunes. You get where I'm going. You get what I'm doing there. Oh, and on Twitter, it's at Papa Football Pod. I try to live tweet a couple games typically.
What the website?
I said pfpod.com.
All right.
Like at the very beginning. But even screw the website. iTunes. iTunes, iTunes. That's what they have to do. iTunes, iTunes, iTunes.
All right.
What do you think is the story of the week? We got to start with the Falcons, actually. Despite all the cool shit that happened this week, despite Josh Freeman winding up on a new trade or a new team, despite the most glorious game of the year, the Cowboys loss. It could be no other game of the year. I think we have to start with the Falcons.
Because I'll be real. I mean, we talked about them not being a team that could win the playoffs, but I really did expect them to make the playoffs.
I want to congratulate us both for being right on the Falcons, Howard. You said they were only going as far as Steve Smith was taking
them. Steve Jackson. Different
Steve
black
Smith.
Guy.
I've always recorded this at the end of a long damn day. Two is black people. So, yes, you're right. And three, I hate slipping up for Joel to delight in my failures. Tired. I do things outside of this show. God damn it.
But yeah, I was right about Steven Jackson being the key to victory for
how
the
long
Falcons.
Has Steve Jackson been out, by the way? I feel he's played two downs for the Falcons this whole year.
He had one full game and then got injured in the second game.
Jesus
of the
Christ. It's really that bad.
Well, he probably could have played like.
Did they
the
win
last
the one
weeks.
He was in?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I take that back. They won the game that he was injured in.
Okay, so they and who the hell did they let go? Who was their old running back that they worked to death while Matt Ryan cut his teeth in the NFL?
Oh, man, Michael.
I was going to say it's Mike something. Yeah, okay, it was Mike Turner. Yeah. Oh, I feel bad for that guy. Just fucking using him like a vampire would suck out the local virgin.
That's a bit extreme. It's been an extreme take on him because he was never looking like a guy who was going to dominate the league, man.
No, I'm not saying he was LT in his prime or some shit, but it was one of those deals. They got that rookie quarterback in there, and it's like, there's going to be a lot of running plays the next 2 years.
So, I was at a concert last night. Last night I went to see The Naked and Famous, and I got late afterwards. So this is why
good
I didn't watch
you.
Sunday night football.
Monday night football, you mean?
All right, sorry. I'm tired too, man.
We each are broadcast professionals. That's what we're trying to get
I went to a
here.
Concert, I got late, and I had to get up at 7 a.m. today. So
fuck that.
Screw you, like. Fuck I can't remember that. What yesterday was. It was Monday Night Football when the Falcons got their asses kicked again.
I don't want to say they got their asses kicked. They just lost in a way that I feel they've been giving away games all season. Predictable play calling. Shitty running. Matt Ryan really hasn't impressed me.
That's the key. So you don't think Ryan is... right now, where would you compare him to Phillip Rivers? Another guy who has been doing pretty well numbers-wise this season, but just can't win
I like
games.
Him more than Phillip Rivers.
Okay.
Phillip's a little more like, I will give you three touchdowns, but I could give you three interceptions as well. Like,
what? Both those guys. One lost to Terrell Pryor in his like first season as a starter.
Matt Ryan is not a turnover machine. There was just, last night, what I walked away with, fucking Mike Smith is a shit play caller. You weren't watching it. They're down. The Falcons are down 17-7 somehow, making the goddamn Jets look like an offensive powerhouse. Like Geno Smith.
I love that
goddamn good in this game. And I'm not sure it's because Geno Smith's good.
He's making rookie mistakes this season, but man, he hangs in the
pocket.
The guy
had, what, like 42 interceptions through his first couple games?
It wasn't that bad. Man, he's led that team to a winning record.
Are in a heated battle for that crown right now.
It doesn't matter because he's got three more wins than Eli.
Yeah. I mean, look, he does have the wins, but he's had some shitty play. Long story short, Atlanta, I want to say, is on like the 1 yard line, fourth and goal. We've got maybe 8 seconds left in the half. For some goddamn reason, they're going for it. Instead of taking the easy points and marching out with them, they throw incomplete pass. They somehow get a defensive pass interference call. So guess what? There's more time on the clock. 2 seconds and new set of downs. But given it's like 2 seconds left, they've got one play. You figure at that point, you go, fuck it. Thank you, Jesus. In your beneficent wisdom, you're giving me a second chance to just take my stupid 3 points and get the fuck in my locker, only down a touchdown. Nope, we're going for it again. And they fucking don't get it again. And I'm sorry, when you screw it up twice, that's like, it's not twice as bad as botching it on fourth and one. It's like 15 times as bad. You cannot go into the locker room with less mojo. Like, unless he fucking picks sixth. That's the only way it could have been worse.
You sound so gleeful, as if like if they just come back the rest of the season to finish seventh place, you'd be talking about that moment again. Just told you so.
Yeah, I've never liked the Falcons. They strike me as one of those damn teams that everyone's like, oh, I'm gonna pick them in this week. I'll pick them this week. They're always picked week to week. And they have a great record, typically. This is the shittiest record they've had under Matt Ryan.
That's what's stunning. Yeah, that's the stunning part about all this.
And you know what? You get to the postseason, it's like, am I picking the Falcons? No, fuck you. Am I crazy? That's how Vegas views it. I think that's how anyone views it.
But are they going to make the playoffs this year?
No.
The NFC is terrible, man.
The NFC is terrible, but the Falcons are terrible within the terrible.
they're low. They are low. But again, I think they're... They're not that far away from...
No, look, anyone... The goddamn Giants could make the playoffs. What do you want me to
hear?
No,
come on. Now you're just
If we're talking mathematical absurdity, why is 0-5 so goddamn shocking, but 1-4, you're like, whoa. Right. Let's not count them out. That's... I mean, the Giants are in a shit division. Who's at the top of the heap there? The 2-3 Cowboys, I believe?
The Giants.
Or you got the Eagles at 2-3 as well?
You're right. The Giants do have a better shot because they're two games out of first place.
Yes, exactly. Atlanta is so firmly in New Orleans' rear view right now. And they're not going to wild card.
Yeah, it's going to be hard for them to wild card now because right now, if you look at it, Chicago, Green Bay, San Fran. I'm not going to say Arizona's going to make the playoffs, but... Actually, Arizona's playing San Fran this week. I think Arizona...
Yeah, exactly. Have we not decided that the West is taking one of the wild cards? Like, that's just a given. So everyone's fighting for one wild card.
No, I think... Honestly, I still believe that both wild cards are going to the North. I don't see the Falcons coming back. I think that it's... If they replace Ponder in Minnesota, I honestly think that all four teams in the North are going to compete for the NFC wild card spots. They just have to commit to Matt Castle or Josh Freeman. It's going to be one of those guys.
Let's get to that. I mean, don't you... I guess the trade story of the week. It's just a fucking cut, a release.
Yeah, man. He got...
And they just got acquired. But a couple weeks ago, we had Trent Richardson going to the Colts, doing nothing, I might add.
He's scoring touchdowns.
Oh, is he doing exactly what you said he'd do, where I'll get you 3 yards each time?
Yeah, I mean, that's roughly what he... They gave him more carries this week against Seattle, so he was contributing late in the fourth quarter. I thought that he brings something to the table for that team, and that's one of the reasons they beat Seattle, to be honest. I think that trade is making them basically a top three team now, but, I mean, they were good before. It's just having that strong back late in the fourth quarter really helped them win a game at home. So.
Well, that's good. That's good, because I was about to say you're giving up a first-rounder for a not-every-down type back.
Hey, I wouldn't want to.
That would have been cool in 1971.
That dude coming in to the fourth quarter with like less than 15 carries, I feel sorry for the defensive linemen who got to take him down when they're that tired. Because that man is strong. Yeah, he's only going to get 3 yards every carry, but having to take down that guy, not a good job.
Yeah, if you can get me 3 yards every carry, then fuck it. You're doing something special for me.
you're not doing great, but if Andrew Luck's the quarterback, like, he's probably going to get you 4 yards on 3rd and 4. He's pretty good.
Well, Josh Freeman, after this has been going on a couple, I want to say 2 weeks, where it's been ugly as shit with the coach they got over there. Was it Shiano?
How did you feel about it being exposed that his substance abuse violation was ADHD medicine?
Well, that's what they're, and he's referencing that because I was on ADD pills like my entire childhood. I don't know why these guys are taking that shit. It's absolutely not for the intended purpose. It's a total crock of shit that they're acting like, one, you have to be on the shit as an adult. You don't. The instant you're out of school, you can get on ADD meds to like do your shitty office job.
Yeah.
Really well.
Right.
But that's just pathetic. I mean, you might as well just say, oh, bye, Susie, bye, Tommy, as you leave work Friday at 5 and then put a revolver in your mouth and fucking end it all if you need medicine to get through what your daily life is for the next 40 years. There's nothing in football that requires Adderall. Adderall is just a diuretic. It's like baby speed. Like, if people want to know what Adderall and Dexedrine and all that shit are, they're baby cocaine that you take orally and you feel almost like a Coke buzz for 8 hours and you piss your fucking brains out. So I guess you get like cock diesel. You lose your water weight.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it does help athletes. The fact that it is a speed, basically. It really does help you
But I don't know what speed does for an athlete. Like, I thought you're supposed to be, like, hydrated as an athlete. And if you take Dexedrine, good Lord. It's this weird effect where you could take a dropper and put a drop on your tongue and you will piss 4 gallons.
I thought it's performance enhancing insofar as if you're having a low energy day and you pop some of that, you're going to feel better.
Yes, you will. I'll give you that much, but I always thought that's why Dexedrine, I think they called it greenies back in the day in baseball.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's illegal, like, in baseball now.
Oh, yeah, but that makes sense to me. 162 games, they're going to be like weeks you sign off. Are you kidding me? It's not just you take a game off in baseball. I'm sure there's like 10-day stretches. You're like, oh, fuck this.
Still, like, football's a full-time, like, athletic event. Even though you're playing one game a week, even if you just show up to practice one day and you're just
They literally have, what, off Monday and that's it?
I thought it was Wednesdays.
Is it Wednesday?
Tuesday, okay. Wednesday. Like, I thought they have 2 days. Definitely one, but
I don't know.
The short weeks suck for them. I know that. Like, the whole Thursday night football thing, they really got to fix.
They need to just do it every team coming off a bye.
Exactly.
Is doing Thursday. Yeah.
They basically, the two teams off bye need to have the Thursday night matchup, period.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then just have it start week 3.
And then the football will look good.
Yeah. Whatever. So, Josh Freeman, former first round pick for the Bucks. I think he was like, what, 17th overall or some shit like that?
Yeah, low first round.
Yeah. The guy's had flashes of, I don't want to say brilliance, but the couple of times I've caught him early in his career, he wasn't bad. He looked pretty good. You're like, I can understand why this guy was taken low first round.
Yeah.
He has tumbled every year in terms of performance.
Well, especially the last 16 games. It's been
horrific.
Really bad. Yeah.
Horrific. So the Bucks cut their loss because the coach is locking horns with him. I don't know what the fuck's going on between that mixed gentleman and that guinea. Some heated contest of wills. Josh Freeman lands his ass on Minnesota. Where do you think that puts Minnesota in the North?
I think Minnesota needs to drop Ponder after the next game. And frankly,
that's not going to happen. It's not going
to
happen.
Not cut him, but they need to bench him.
Oh, bench? Yeah, that can happen easy. Cut ain't happening. Bench, yes.
I honestly don't believe he should even start the next game because that could cost them the season. I really think that Christian Ponder is the difference between Minnesota making the playoffs again.
I believe, don't quote me on this, why would you listen to a show where I start off that way? I really want to say they've come out and declared Freeman will not be starting this week.
He can't. It's really like Matt Castle did pretty well against Pittsburgh. And they're claiming that Ponder will start if healthy. And I'm going to
go out on a limb and say Ponder won't be healthy.
Yeah, if I'm the owner of that team, I'm paying the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
He needs another week.
It's like, oh, your cuticles look like shit, son. I'm not letting you on the field.
But it really is like an open competition at the moment. I mean,
I like it. Dude, I really like the Vikings odds of at least wild carding. Like, Detroit, you love Detroit this year.
Detroit
is talented, but fucking insane.
Did you see what happened to them without Calvin Johnson?
Yeah, they sucked shit. They lost, what, 23-3 or some shit? Like, I mean, it was pathetic.
It was brutally ugly. I mean, yes, they played at Lambeau. However, like, you cannot go down like that when your top receiver. I know he's like perhaps the best receiver we've ever seen. I
best
hate to admit that
game.
He might be better than Randy Moss, who is like my favorite player of all time.
Yes.
But I mean, you can't be that much worse without him. You just can't decline that much.
This isn't losing Peyton Manning, exactly.
Well,
and even losing Peyton Manning, you can't go to 2-14.
Come on, man. Come on, don't make me like hate on Peyton again. I think he's overvalued.
I know. I'm just saying you're absolutely correct. If losing a quarterback, we're saying should only count for like 4 or 5 extra losses, is pathetic when losing just your top wideout.
Means like you
your
can't
team that much. Yeah.
Score a touchdown. They couldn't score a touchdown until junk time. It was garbage. That was absolute garbage the way they played on Sunday.
I did not watch that game. I just know that they got the shit kicked out of them, and Green Bay got to climb to 2-2.
Green Bay didn't even look that good on offense.
No, Green Bay looks like, dude, there are so many teams this year: Giants, Steelers, Falcons, Green Bay. And Green Bay's got the best record of the bunch at 2-2. But how many of these outfits, for the last 5 seasons minimum, you've walked in and you're just like, these are contenders. Let's, Matt Ryan, I think, is doing his 5th season. So let's say the last 3-4 years. These were all teams you're like, I expect them to come in and do well. And the best of the pack, the best of the bunch is the Pack at 2-2 and not looking really good. They limped it at 2-2.
Let me tell you what I saw this week, because I was watching Red Zone, so I got to see a whole bunch of games at the 1 o'clock slot. With the Packers, what I saw is, and I've been seeing this anytime I've watched them play this season, Aaron Rodgers has not adjusted to life after Greg Jennings. Like, that was a major loss for that team at wide receiver. Because he's with the Vikings now.
Okay, so a wide out gone is a big thing then.
Greg Jennings was one of the best receivers the last 3 years, man.
I'm not saying a nothing wide out.
I mean, he's really good. And it's been weird watching Minnesota suck when he first showed up. Because when he showed up, I was like, all right, Ponder might have a chance here. And as they like went 0-3, I said to myself, maybe Greg Jennings isn't the player that he used to be. And it was good the Pack let him go. But that London game, no, he looked amazing. Like, it's really a quarterback problem for the Vikings at this point. Greg Jennings is a guy
their
that can really win
quarterback situation
games.
Has been a damn joke since Favre. And even his second year, he wasn't good.
Yeah, he could have been
I'll
much
never
better.
Forget the Saints for what they did to that gentle, beautiful man.
Oh, yeah, that was impressive. I mean,
all the bullshit they did, I'll never forgive it. This year, I'm kind of rooting for the Saints only because they're kicking the shit out of the Falcons, and I dislike the Falcons. But I don't like what I'm doing. Of course, they did save me the horror of having to root for someone in a Brett Favre, Peyton Manning Super Bowl. I wouldn't have been able to handle it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been able to handle it. I would have felt like Archie Manning watching my
really?
Two sons square
I
off.
I can't tell you how hard I laughed on that last interception return for a touchdown. I was just like, yeah, that's what happens to Peyton Manning. Pick
no,
6.
No. 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 I utterly...
Listen, I'm telling
Sean
you.
Sean Payton can lick my...
He ain't going to be facing off against Tony Romo this Super Bowl, so he better watch out if it's Drew Brees again. That's what's up.
Do we want to talk about the best game of the season thus far? I think we have to mention it, even if time has passed. I feel we've adequately established that we think Freeman can do some amazing things in the North.
Yeah, I still think Castle might start ahead of him. I'll say that. That's my opinion. I think I would go with Castle first. Freeman's definitely better than Ponder. Just get rid of that guy. Like, fire your GM who drafted him. I don't know if he's still there, but he should have been fired the second he suggested that Christian Ponder was a number 12 overall pick. I've just been like, you're off the island. I don't know much about football if I'm the owner of that team, but it's like, I know you're wrong.
That was the year of the mediocre crap, right? That was also Blaine Gabbert and Locker. Locker's okay, but...
Locker's starting to look okay, then he got hurt. I was really excited to see him, like...
Fucking, like, old lady'd his hip.
Yeah, I was like, maybe this guy...
How,
just when I was
how
saying...
How old cunty an injury is that? My hip! My hip popped
Whatever,
out.
Whatever, man. I have weak hips.
My hip gave out to Perry Mason. Jesus Christ. Yeah, the game of games.
It
the
was
game
entertaining.
Of games. Denver Broncos marching into Dallas.
I did miss some defensive play. I did miss seeing a little bit more defense than we saw in that
I
game.
Missed the first quarter. So I'm just looking at my phone, and Dallas is up 14-0, and I'm just driving from home from D.C., and you hear me screaming in Rich's car. I'm just like, no, no, no! And he's like, what's going on? I'm like, fucking Dallas is up 14-0. And by the time I actually get to watching, I want to say Denver was like up 17-14 or something.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty sweet. I'm like, okay, whew. Then they start running away with it. I'm like, okay, I don't want close when Dallas is concerned. I want to shame it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden Dallas is digging back. And I'm like, oh, this sucks shit. And it really, like, Peyton Manning throws the pick. And yeah. I'm like, oh, God, this cannot go down this way. And then it's like 48-48. Tony Romo
just gives them the game.
2 minutes, 20 seconds or so. 2 minutes, 6 seconds, something like that. Tony Romo going to lead his men to victory, except it's Tony Romo. So he absolutely cannot. The only choices are fumble or interception. Tony goes with plan B.
Right. And so Dallas remains. Now, they did surprise people with being able to hang that late into the game against the best team in the NFL. But they're still 2-3. And my biggest problem is at the end of a game that you really competed to win, that coach, Jason Garrett, looked way too happy to be a fucking loser.
Yeah, that's what you are when you are the bitch, when you are the beta.
Yeah.
You really genuinely are happy to go out there and be like, well, we hung with the best. No urge to be the best. Just claiming the moral victory, quote unquote, of hanging with the best.
It looked to me as he ran across the field, as he went to shake John Fox's hand, he must have been saying, this is going to be great to talk about with my friends at the end of the season when I'm fired. You know, it's that sort of thing where it's just like, I'm just happy to be here. Participation awards for everyone.
You know the difference between what Tony Romo is and what a winner is? I want to give you this scenario. Imagine for some reason Michael Jordan is a quarterback. Michael Jordan is Tony Romo, and he goes into that scenario. Do you think he's marching out and he's like, well, we won a moral victory. We hung with the best. Michael Jordan, you would have to drag him off the fucking field. He would be vomiting his guts out on the star. He would not sleep for 2 weeks.
I think his response to how does it feel to lose the best player would be like, that guy ain't the best player. Are you kidding? I am.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what a goddamn winner does. And that's why Tony Romo isn't a winner. And it's why he never will be.
I wouldn't go that far. I could see him winning a Super Bowl.
Like, if the other 31 teams' planes go down, I could too.
Well, I mean, he'd have to have a situation
and
more
like
31
Seattle. We Are Marshall teams.
First, you got to cut his salary like to less than $5 million a year. And then you got to put him on a team that's
he's currently like,
minded.
What, like a top six salary or some shit?
Yeah, he's got like perhaps the biggest contract in the NFL.
Are you shitting?
Depending on how you look at it, yeah. So he's up there. Like, he's being paid. As they say, he is paid Super Bowl MVP type numbers. That is what he's paid. But to be fair, I'll be honest, like, if Joe Flacco can win a Super Bowl, I think Tony Romo can too. I think they're roughly comparable. Those two guys are on the same page to me. And they were, I said this last year.
If we're going to talk Dungeons and Dragons style, their skill points, their overall skill points, they do even out. I think Tony Romo and Joe Flacco do very different things.
Because I said this last year before the season started even, when I was like, these are the same guy. I just have a problem with people always talking about Romo when Flacco looks like a guy who's just as capable of winning a Super Bowl. And he did that. But, you know, on the flip side, he doesn't deserve that kind of money either. Like, neither of those guys deserve to be, like...
No, and you say this over and over. You feel quarterbacks are overpaid, and my counter-argument is that's just what the markets put them at right now.
Now,
this is why capitalism sucks shit.
I say that, but the three contracts I will justify for quarterbacks, well, maybe a fourth, but I do think that Manning, yes, is worth his contract, even though, like, he's probably costing his team a chance at the Super Bowl by... of winning the Super Bowl, I should say. I felt that way up until this season, but that defense could use a couple more guys out of the millions he's making. Anyway, his contract's good, Breeze's contract is good, and then Brady's contract. Those three, like, I believe in. I used to believe in Aaron Rodgers until this season, and I'm a little concerned about his inability to, like, get the ball to guys who aren't named Greg Jennings at the moment. So, but yeah, those three contracts are good, and everybody else just is overpaid if they have a $100 million
contract. I
probably
should sit through more Green Bay stuff, because there was a time, if you asked me point blank who I thought the best currently in the game, I probably would have said, honestly, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I think the dude was doing some sick shit for a time, but where they are right now, maybe I do need to watch some Green Bay. Their games haven't been good so far, the one or two that have popped up.
Yeah, they're struggling.
I haven't dug them.
So we'll see if they can adjust. I'm telling you, though, Greg Jennings is a guy that could be a difference where suddenly out of nowhere, Minnesota gets one of the two wild card spots. Like, they just got to dump Ponder, man.
Well, I'm with you that, by the way. ponder suck shit. But I guess the last story from last week. Actually, I'll give you two real fast.
All right.
I really dug the shit out of having a game at like 2 a.m. on Sunday night. Just put that out there.
Yeah, like, I think there should be a late night West Coast
game.
Only
the West Coast game. Yeah, make it a West Coast thing.
Because I don't know if you've ever been on the West Coast on an NFL Sunday.
Yeah. 10 a.m.
I was over in L.A. when I was in my mid-20s. I helped a friend move out there.
Yeah, 10 a.m. games, and then you have
when you're in your mid-20s,
a 1 p.m. game.
You're not getting up on Sunday at 10 a.m. to watch football.
No, you're not.
You're in bed hungover. I found it very disagreeable that I wasn't able to watch as much football on NFL Sundays when I was in L.A.
I mean, conversely, you're getting your 8:30 game here starting at 5:30 there.
It's a little inconvenient. I would want an 8 p.m. game. I love the 8 p.m. game on the East Coast. I think people on the West Coast have a God-given right to 8 p.m. football on the West Coast. So
yeah, I loved San Diego at Oakland. I really had fun with it. I marched away. I shut off the Sunday night game. I even forget what it was, but it fucking sucked. Whatever the hell it was. I turned it off.
It was the Niners stopping Houston.
Oh, fucking shit. Fuck Houston. Another team, I think, sucks shit. Like, I've always disliked Houston. I love seeing them eat balls this year.
Yeah.
I like seeing... I watched it up until Matt Schaub threw that, like, pick six 14 seconds into the game.
And yeah,
like,
nah.
Like, Al Michaels couldn't get his dick out of his pants fast enough. Like, Schaub tied for the NFL record 3 games straight with a pick six 0-4. He now owns that record. And I was like, fuck this game. Yeah. And I would flip back from, like, I want to say Eastbound and Down and Boardwalk Empire. And it was like... 20-3 and 27. I'm like, what the fuck am I even going to give this the time of day?
Yeah, I watched more of that game than you, but I was very sad that I didn't end up being able to watch that late game, because usually I have a little leeway
about
Monday morning.
And then literally, like, as I'm going to bed, I'm dicking off on Pro Football Talk, and they're like, they've got updates, you know, like from the game, like Rivers is blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh shit, there's a game on. And I fucking flip it on, like, watch the whole third quarter, man. It was killer.
I gotta be like, I got Philip Rivers on one of my fantasy teams, but I'm rooting for Terrell Pryor. So, like, I noticed that the game was late, and I was like, well, Philip Rivers is my quarterback, but there's nothing funnier than when he loses.
Philip Rivers. There's nothing. His six children. Fucking Philip Rivers, hater of the condom. God damn. Who's the cornerback he's in a battle for? I guess Philip Rivers has all his kids at the same broad, though. And yeah, I have no idea if he's married. I'm just assuming because he's white. I'm a fucking bigot. Get over it.
I assumed he was Mormon when you said it.
I don't know. Or you're Catholic. Yeah. Fucking just shooting loads inside a Mary vagina he's married to. Just pumping loads like an oil rig.
20 years from now, when it comes out that he has a couple of like secret children with a second wife, I'm just going to lord over you with that. Like, oh, so tell me about white people again? Yeah.
Yeah, white people are good for a couple love children, but not like seven kids with eight moms, you know?
Whatever, man. He owns it. He owns it. It's one of the Cromarties, man. I forget.
Yeah,
it's the hyphenated Cromartie.
What, Dominique Rogers?
I think so. I think he's got kids, but the last four were with the same woman.
Oh, God. That's true. So he's just caverned out her vag with his football player's seed. Oh, and last but not least, the Colts looking real deal after dispatching Seattle, which, ha ha ha, Seattle no longer unbeaten.
See, I'm gonna call you out on this because it's a home game, and I'm in Seattle home in there.
Yes, if only a team out there took advantage of home games to pad their stats. Oh, wait, Seattle.
All right, fair. So I will say this, like, if you put Seattle into the AFC, I feel like they wouldn't even be a divisional leader right now. But the fact is, like, the NFC is weak.
Well, they got that sick damn defense. Like, and the whole thing, I'm guessing Russell Wilson is not having his best passing year, but the guy's, like, good for 100, well, I want to say, like, 70 rushing yards a game. It's fucking insane. How is he not getting clocked? Like, that dude is, like, the best running quarterback. I swear to Christ.
Because he knows when to go out of bounds, when to slide, and when to take a hit.
It seems like he's never even that close to getting hit, though. Like, he somehow gets these, like, 9-yard gains. And no one's even in the neighborhood of clocking his ass.
Because he knows when to pull the ball down, because a lot of them are actually passing plays. So he's not having necessarily as many called runs as you would think.
Mm-hmm.
He's really just pulling the ball down, and like they're making excellent use also of the play action. So they're really doing a good job of balancing the run, play action, and then him actually dropping back to pass and then just taking off because, like, if everything's covered downfield, he's going to get, like, 7 to 12 yards pretty easily. So I'm telling you, man, like, I think that team is still making the NFC Championship game.
I don't think many people are disputing you. Even after the loss, most of the talk in the NFC is that Seattle's still kind of the cream of the crop.
But
who came out of last week really impressing you in the NFC, other than the Saints?
Right.
The Saints look fucking sick.
But I will say,
and
I
there would be nothing more poetic, by the way, than Seattle having to march down to the Superdome and, like, get a taste of the whole crowd noise medicine and fucking flop.
That's going to be interesting when those two teams play each other. I think it's December 2nd. It's Monday Night Football game. Like, it's going to be Seattle and New Orleans. That's going to be
epic. Ice pack for my dick. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That is a game right there.
But Indianapolis definitely looks like the third best team in the NFL coming off last week's win.
Who you got ahead of them? Denver?
Saints and Denver.
Okay.
Yeah. Those two teams are, for obvious reasons, undefeated. But I do put them ahead of Kansas City because...
KC is one of those 5-0s where you're just like, dude, you've been... You're not going to hang with a real team.
They struggled at home against a Tennessee Titans team that had a backup quarterback in for his first start of the season.
I don't think the Titans suck
pretty rough.
Shit. It's more...
But that's
and maybe they play down to their competition. I don't know. Maybe they play down.
They haven't played up to anybody yet. Who have they played up to?
I think they've played a bunch of shitty teams. That's the thing. But they've done their job in beating these shitty teams. They haven't had, like, fluke losses to them.
Here's a funny thing. Kansas City might end up first in the AFC West. If they can win next week, in the following week, I think it's week 7, they're going to have a game against Houston while Denver is playing Indianapolis. And so you really could see Kansas City take the lead over Denver in that division for at least one week.
I'm trying to remember when their matchups were against Denver.
They're after the bye week.
They're
so,
late in the season, yeah. Right? Then they're like 3 weeks apart or something like
they're
that.
They're pretty
close
together.
Really sandwiched.
So we'll see. I mean, I'm a true believer that Peyton Manning...
I think
Manning,
Denver 2-0s them, but...
Well, I think so too, but I'm a true believer that Peyton Manning knows how to lose a game that he should win. So I wouldn't be surprised if Casey picked one of those.
It's funny. It's... A lot of people do view him as a choke artist for whatever reason. Do you see him as a choke artist?
Not a complete choke artist, but I think he gets out-coached at times by...
Actual coaches.
Well, I'll put it this way. So when I look at... When I look at his matchups against Belichick, you have a defensive-minded, like, older veteran of the game in Belichick.
Yeah.
Against the guy who's still in his, like, early years of his playing career, still figuring out the quarterback position. Now, Manning is finally at the point where he has the mentality of an offensive coordinator. He's finally got to that point where he could take on the top defensive minds.
He has seen through the matrix, as it were.
Here's the thing, though. Like, Andy Reid is not a defensive-minded coach. This is a bad matchup for Andy Reid. I think that's the number one reason why Peyton should beat the Chiefs twice. It's because, like, you're trusting Alex Smith to run Andy Reid's offense against Peyton Manning. I don't think that's going to work out well for KC.
Yeah, I'm not as scientific about it as you. I just know that Peyton is probably going to hang up some quick points, and they don't have the kind of team, the Chiefs, that if they're down 17-0 at the end of the first quarter, that's it. They're fucked.
Yeah.
It's three quarters of fuck you that awaits them.
Yeah, and that's what's funny, because Jason Garrett has an offense that could definitely keep up. I mean, between Romo and Jason Garrett, you have to give him credit. Like, they did prove that they can keep the pace of scoring that Denver has. But as far as they're another team that doesn't really have much of a defense at this point. I mean, Monty Kiffin isn't really, like, brought that team up to where it needs to be. I don't know if they're going to get there this season anyway, because I don't know if they have the talent to really be a great defensive team. I mean... They're Dallas. They're in the NFC East. So, but I'm trying to think, like, which defensive teams could really take out the Broncos? Everybody's first thought's probably going to be the Seahawks. But let's see what Indy does, because that's the big defensive. Pagano's got, like, that solid defensive team going right now. Like, they definitely outshined Seattle this past weekend. So let's get a preview of what could be a potential Super Bowl matchup between the Seahawks and Denver. That's what I want out of Indy. I want to see a high-quality defense go up against Peyton Manning, and we'll see what happens.
Shall we wrap this one up?
We got to talk about the games, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm wrapping it up with the games. Why are you trampling over my words? That's where I was taking it. God damn it. Top three games, the ones I'm looking forward to next week. I actually think 2 weeks from now is a sick crop of games. This week, I'm not too impressed. I've picked three that I'm probably going to sit through, two that I know I'll give a shit about. We got Green Bay at Baltimore, which last year would have been killer. This year, it's like, eh.
Who's going to wake up?
Yeah, that's, who that's out of the question. Fucking, or who will just limp past the other and
oh,
not impress
I hope
you.
It doesn't. I'm going to be so upset if that's how it turns out.
Oh, I would. Two. Oh. I expect whoever looks, like, whoever wins still won't look particularly good.
That's unfortunate. Actually, and I'll be real, I think if either one of those teams walks out looking good, it's going to be Green Bay.
I was just going to say, I could see Green Bay writing their season on this, but if the Ravens, I don't see the Ravens winning in any spectacular fashion if they do.
Either way, Joe Flacco's walking off the field with a confused look. That's just how it's going to be.
That's just his dumb look. Dumb shit look. You know, his mouth hanging open.
There was that one moment, honestly, when they beat Denver last year, and they just, nobody could believe that touchdown happened in the playoffs. That was the only moment where I was like, oh, like he doesn't look confused right now because he actually like believes he did something good. And to his credit, yeah.
He did. Game of the week for me, New Orleans at New England.
Oh,
5-0 at 4-1.
And New England's coming off a pretty crazy loss, man. You should
have
seen.
Tom Brady's, 52 games of the touchdown streak over?
No, dude, you should have seen the end of that game.
Oh, I saw replays of it.
The rain?
Yes.
God wanted
like,
the Patriots
to lose.
Like, out
of nowhere, a fucking monsoon is swatting balls out of the sky. Yeah, it was goddamn insane.
I don't know what Tom Brady did this week to piss God off, but yeah, that was definitely a storm from above.
Maybe he impregnated another actress and then left her for a supermodel. Maybe he did that again. I'm looking forward to that. 4 p.m. I have started to really become a fan of the 4 p.m. You know what? My least favorite time slot now, the 1 p.m. Sunday game. Not feeling it. Want to do some shit with my Sunday early? I'm loving 4 p.m. All of a sudden, loving 4 p.m. Loving Monday nighters and loving Thursday nighters.
Well, you hate the 1 p.m. games because like we get stuck typically with a Ravens game or a Redskins game. Where we
oh, yeah, yeah. There's one. It's just literally like having sex with your wife at 20 years. You're just like, I have to.
This is why I pay for Red Zone, man. I'll be real. Like, you get way better coverage if you're on Red Zone.
I need to look into it. Can I get it on Fios?
Ooh, I don't know.
I'll have to check on that. And then last, you got Skins at Dallas. The storyline, Skins coming off the bye. They've classically sucked shit coming off byes. Dallas, I don't think they're the type of team that's going to be broken by that loss they had at Denver. They're not going to do anything, but I never had them doing anything. They are the type of team who will fucking take it out on the Redskins, though. It's totally worth it, by the way. Like, the Skins, I love them. They're my team, but this season's a shitter anyhow. If the Skins have to lose so that I could watch Denver do that to Dallas, worth it this year. Worth it this year.
See, I don't even know where to start with this game because, first off, I don't even want to watch this. The only reason I will is
Sunday night. I'm not going to. Are you kidding?
Night.
I hope one of them goes up 17-0. I can punch out. I watch so much shit on Sunday nights. Like I said, Boardwalk, Homeland, fucking Eastbound and Down, which is just so garbage this season, but I'm still going to watch them all.
I'm just saying, you can't tell the people at home that that's the third best game this week, man.
I thought it was a really weak crop of games. Here, give me what you had that I missed.
I would definitely want to see Cleveland playing against the Lions before I would even touch an NFC East game.
That's unreasonable
what you just said.
Given how Cleveland has been playing, are they not trying to give away more of their players, by the way? Have I not heard more trade talk?
It's possible, but Wheaton's back, man. He's starting again, so they just got to stick with him.
You just told me why that game sucks.
Look, it's going to be a bit of a struggle to see if either one of these teams can salvage their season. Like, Detroit looked pretty bad last week. They got to prove that they can win without Johnson if he ain't there. But even if he comes back, they got to show some confidence off of a pretty bad loss. So, to me, that's a way more exciting game than watching two shithouse teams from the NFC East. I'm telling you, man, like, I think the Redskins can beat Dallas. And that's the other thing I was going to say. What about the game against Denver makes people think that they can beat the Redskins? I understand the Redskins have a terrible...
That's a shit defense.
They have a terrible defense, but I just think that Jason Garrett will be outcoached by Mike Shanahan. As shocking as that sounds, I think the bar is set so low with Jason Garrett's ability to, like...
It's like saying, I think a black man will dunk on Chris Mullin. Yes, me too.
I don't know. Mike Shanahan's gotten his ass beat. Don't you remember when Andy Reid took it to the house against the McNabb-led Redskins? That game was money.
Oh, is that the Monday night game where they lost like fucking 48-3 in the first 8 minutes or something?
It was 35-0 at the end of the first quarter.
It was horrific.
Yeah. So, I mean, Shanahan
I've never punched out on a game harder than that.
Oh, I've never laughed harder in the first quarter of a game
in
my
for
life.
You, it was great.
It's hilarious. I was just like,
any other picks for stuff we should look for this week?
Nah, I mean, this, as you're saying, this week isn't great. Like the
it
the
is.
Prime
it's a
time,
weak crop. It's one of the weakest. What are the prime timers?
Primetime game, like Thursday, you got Giants at Chicago.
Ugh, they want this to matter, and it just doesn't. Chicago's, they'll win.
You think? I'm not going to guarantee it.
No, I think they do, because what? They've dropped two, right? They were 3-0,
yeah,
and they're now 3-2.
Two of their first three wins were fourth quarter comebacks. That team is...
Yeah, but this is the kind of shit where you get, you think you can salvage the season by beating up on a crap team. I take... I mean, look, on paper, at the start of the season, this was a great game. Now it's just how badly can the Giants lose? Like, are they fucking... They gonna walk out with the number one pick this year? What the hell?
I mean, so here's the other thing. So we've been blowing up Indianapolis as a great team right now. They're in the Monday night game.
And what's their game?
They gotta play the Chargers. I don't know how the Chargers keep getting these primetime games. I realize it's a West Coast team, but come on, man. Like, you can't
it's
ask
like
us to watch
them. People
remember
them from 6 years ago when they had those like 14-2 teams and shit.
It's just they've already lost to the Texans and the Raiders. Like, how am I supposed to be excited to watch them play the Colts? I would love to watch them beat the Colts, to be honest.
I'll be happy to see the Colts. Don't get me wrong. It's nice they'll be broadcast nationally.
I'm actually going to be rooting for the Chargers, though. I'll be real. I'm going to be rooting for Phillip Rivers to...
I won't give a shit. I'll root for an okay game that I'll watch in commercials.
Wow. What are you watching on Monday night?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said it was a Sunday night.
No. Your shithole team is playing
that's
Sunday
right.
night.
Monday night, nothing. I got New Girl tonight on Tuesday. Who's that girl? It's Jess.
All right,
we're out of here.
You're
let's,
fired.
Let's
I can't believe that's...
Let's do our outro song. Kick in there. Okay.
Fuck New Girl.
There's
Come
the
on,
New
man.
Girl's the shit. I like New Girl. as the very soft guitar scrumming kicks in. You've been listening to Papa's Football Podcast. Again, I'm your host, John Papagiorgio, co-hosting Howard Flood. PF Pod is the name of the show's website. Find the Twitter account at Papa Football Pod. We live tweet a bunch of games. And most importantly, find us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Rate us on iTunes. Comment on iTunes. Do everything on iTunes. We're out of here.